Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready, because the Lord is coming one day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is Daniel White IV, the eldest son of Daniel White III. The intro music that you just heard is my late grandfather, Daniel White Jr., singing a song titled Get Ready. Today, my father, Daniel White III, is going to share with you news and information relating to biblical prophecy so that you can be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books, including Just Jesus and The Prayer Motivator. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in 23 foreign countries, and is the president of Gospelite Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is report number 722. My name is Daniel White III, here to remind you that Jesus Christ is coming back one day and that you need to be prepared. You need to be ready. This podcast is not about predictions, nor is it about setting dates, as some people foolishly have done down through the years. However, it is all about preparation. First today, let's look at some signs of his coming in the news. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, Lord, I pause and give you the glory, the praise, and the honor, for all of it is due your holy name. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your mercy, love, and grace, your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold and many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, Lord, far too many for us to even begin to name. You have been very good to us. And Holy Father God, have mercy, continued mercy and grace upon us, for we have not been very good to you. Please forgive us of all of our sins, our faults, and our failures. Wash and cleanse our souls, our hearts, our minds, our spirits, our consciences, in the precious blood of Christ. And make us, Lord, to be whiter than snow on the inside, fresh and anew this morning. And Holy Father God, I do praise you and I thank you for salvation and spiritual, family, and financial, family and life, financial and material protection and provision, and mental and physical blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years. And Lord, thank you for being so good to so wretched a people as we are. And Holy Father God, I pray this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us this morning, and fill us who are saved with the fullness and the power of your Holy Spirit, and help us, Lord, to be all that you want us to be. Lord, help us to do great things for your holy name. Lift up your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. In spite of all of our circumstances, in spite of our upbringing and background, in spite of ourselves, Lord, dig down deep in our hearts and change us and transform us. To be what you would have us to be. And Holy Father God in heaven, thank you for the powerful privilege of prayer. Thank you for your holy word that tells us you gave a parable to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Lord, we thank you for your holy word that tells us, ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. And Holy Father God, thank you for your holy word that tells us to have faith in God, that all things are possible with God. Pray without ceasing. Pray always. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to walk by faith and not by sight, and to pray and to endure all the way till the end. Lord, help us to not falter or fail. And if we do, Lord, we pray that you would pick us up, forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Wash and cleanse our souls, spirits, and hearts and minds in the precious blood of Christ, and make us to be whiter than snow on the inside. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias, the demonic spirits and sinful ways and attitudes of betrayal and sabotage, treachery, pride, stubbornness, rebelliousness, and disobedience, ugly sins of hindrance and distraction, demonic behavior and attitudes, a demonic spirit of hatred towards you and everything that is good and everything that is for your gospel and for the saving of souls. I marvel, Lord, about which you brought out to us in your word. I marvel at the satanic opposition against you and against your holy gospel and your holy word. But you told us about it. They crucified you, and you never did anything wrong. And that same demonic spirit is against all of your people in this world. And so, Lord, help us to be prayerful, sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful, and help us to take heed to your warning to love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, because the world will turn on us as it turned on you, even though the world knows, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So, Holy Father God, we pray that you would give us sweet victory, each and every one of us here, each and every one out there. Give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, and help us not to be deceived by him in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Put a guard in our hearts, our minds, our tongues, our attitudes, our temperaments, that we would sin, we would not sin, and that we would not sin against you or anyone else. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. Rebuke and bind the devil and the demons of hell from our families, from our ministries, and from our churches today. And Holy Father God, I do pray that you would save those who are lost. Lord, in this city, in this country, around the globe, we pray, Lord, that you would revive the saved in this city, in this country, and around the globe. We humbly pray that you would heal those who are sick in this city, in this country, and around the globe, and help them to understand the importance of confessing their sins and repenting, and not expecting healing until they truly divulge their sins and be transparent about their sins and confess their sins and repent. And Lord, help them to call for the elders of the church for prayer. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would comfort those who are grieving according to the official count that people are going by. Over 500,000 people have died in less than a year, and more dying as we speak each and every day. And so, Lord, comfort these families as only you can. Draw them to yourself for salvation and for comfort. And Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help everybody to pray here for themselves. For prayer will never be real to them unless they pray. And help everybody to pray out there as well. And Holy Father God, we pray this morning that you would deliver us from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us, Lord, your grace, your strength, and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do right. And do that which is pleasing in your sight, not only now, but throughout this day. Help us all to be very sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful, and prayerful. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And Holy Father God, we pray today that you would deliver each and every one of us from our, if we do right by you. And God, help us, those of us who name the name of Christ, those of us who believe in you, Lord Jesus Christ, help us and grant us your grace, your strength, and the power of your Holy Spirit to humble ourselves, to pray, to seek your face, and to turn from our wicked ways, and to repent, and to get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would deliver us from, if we get our hearts right with you, from all of our afflictions and distresses, cares and worries and anxieties, troubles, problems, and fears, deliver us, Lord, from all of our tribulations, trials, temptations, tests, troubles, and even tensions. Deliver us, Lord, from all spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, family, financial, material, physical, food crisis problems for millions, housing crisis problems for millions, student loan problems for millions, progress problems for millions of students who are not making progress because they don't feel good about the future. Lord, deliver us from all of these things and cares and worries and concerns. We cast all care upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. Help us never to think that we can do anything spiritual worthwhile without asking you to help us. So Holy Father God, grant me supernatural energy, strength, and grace, and the power of your Holy Spirit, the unction and the anointing of your Holy Spirit, to preach your holy gospel today, to preach your holy word today, to teach your holy word today, to conduct these services, and this service, and possibly a service tonight as well. Lord, by the unction and the anointing and the power of your Holy Spirit, for I cannot do it otherwise, as you know. And so, Lord, I pray that you will pave the way for us, open up doors for us, lead us, guide us, and direct us in the way that you want us to go. And Lord, I pray that lost souls would be saved and Christians would be revived, your holy name glorified, and Jesus Christ exalted. And help us all from this point, from this foundational point of this day, to understand that any one of us could die today, so we need to live like it. And help us to bounce from this foundational point of this day and pray without ceasing, and to keep on praying until we see the other side. And Lord, I pray today that you would protect our families, our ministries, and our churches from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, evil people in the world, evil people all over. And help us not to be evil people. And we pray that you'll place upon us the whole armor of God, surround us with the band of your holy angels, a wall of your holy fire, cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ, and make us, Lord, to be whiter than snow. And Lord, have your Holy Ghost to move mightily in our hearts. And Lord, receive all glory, praise, and honor to your name. Lift up your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for it is in his name we do pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, let's pick up where we left off. The disciples, you might recall, asked Jesus in Matthew chapter 24, verse 3, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus Christ gave them, and us, if you will, clear signs that show us when we can begin to expect to see the coming of the Lord and the end of the world as we know it. Looking at world events through the lens of the Word of God, let's look at some headlines from today's news that point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is coming back. As Al Green says in his gospel song, everything is going to be all right because Jesus is coming back. So don't you worry about a thing. It's going to be all right. First today, under the sign category of pestilences and fatal epidemic diseases, according to a Johns Hopkins University tally, the global death toll attributed to the novel coronavirus plague hit over 2,500,000 early Tuesday, and in the year since the virus was first identified in Wuhan, China, it has infected at least 111 million plus, really close to or over 112 million people worldwide. And as many of you know, America, according to their official number, which many believe they are over 500,000 short, over 500,000 people have died of the coronavirus plague. Second, today, under the sign category of reestablishment of Israel, according to the Jerusalem Post, Equatorial Guinea plans to relocate its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, the first such pledge of its kind under the new administration of U.S. President Joe Biden, but of course started under President Donald Trump. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke with Equatorial Guinea's President Teodoro Mbasogo on Friday, after which his office released a statement. Netanyahu said he welcomed the trend to relocate embassies to Jerusalem and noted in particular that this pledge was part of Israel's growing ties with Africa. Israel is returning to Africa, and Africa is returning to Israel, Netanyahu told Mbasogo. The president said that the whole of Africa welcomed Israel with open arms. To date, the only two countries with embassies in Jerusalem are the United States and Guatemala. Until 2018, all embassies were located in the Tel Aviv area as a sign of the international community's rejection of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Third, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to the Jerusalem Post, Defense Minister Benny Gantz said on Thursday, if Israel has to fight, with Hezbollah, the ground in Lebanon will tremble and the terrorist organization will be severely hit. Gantz said in a speech commemorating soldiers whose burial place is unknown. Even now, in spite of the fact that Israel has the strongest armed forces in the Middle East, there are still elements that are threatening the country with days of battle. Gantz said, and if there will be days of battle on the different fronts, it will be difficult for the Israeli home front but it would be considerably more difficult for our enemies. This is true in particular of Hezbollah and Hamas, both of whom are violating international law by developing offensive capacity for operation within civilian populations. Facing that type of threat, the IDF is prepared to use whatever force necessary. Hezbollah would take a serious hit, and Lebanon would feel it. Gantz's comments come as the IDF intelligence assessed in its annual prediction of 2021 that Hezbollah is deterred and will not drag Israel into a war, but it will try to initiate days of battle in which the combat is limited. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Prophecy Boot Camp. Prophecy Boot Camp is where we deal with the basics, the fundamentals of prophecy. We don't go that deep. The second coming of Christ and what will happen in the future according to the Holy Bible. Our aim here is not to make predictions, but to help you get prepared by understanding how things will unfold in the end times. Our topic for today is titled The Rise of the Antichrist, Part 3, The Spirit of the Antichrist, Part 2, from Dr. Tim LaHaye's and Dr. Ed Heinsohn's book, The Essential Guide to Bible Prophecy. Antichrist, or the Antichrist, in the NIV indicates that the end is near. You have heard that the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour. 1 John 2:18. Antichrist denies the Father and the Son. Such a person is the Antichrist, denying the Father and the Son. 1 John 2:22. He does not acknowledge Jesus. Every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist. 1 John 4:3. He does not acknowledge Jesus came to earth in human form. Many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone out into the world. Any such person is the deceiver and the Antichrist. 2 John 7. If the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic and more in our next episode. In closing today, let's consider what God wants you and I to do in light of his second coming. Jesus Christ said in Luke 19:13, to occupy till I come. In light of that, we are continuing our journey through the book Coming Events and Present Duties by Dr. J.C. Ryle. It is a collection of what he called prophetic tracts that focus on the believer's duty in light of the signs which point to the second coming of Jesus Christ. This section is titled Scattered Israel to be Gathered. And Dr. J.C. Ryle writes here, lastly, what Jeremiah says, for lo, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will bring again the captivity of my people, Israel and Judah, saith the Lord. And I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee, though I make a full end of all nations, whither I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee. But I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. I place these texts before you without note or comment. I only wish that they may be weighed and examined, and the several chapters from which they are taken read carefully. I believe there is one common remark that applies to them all. They all point to a time which is yet future. They all predict the final gathering of the Jewish nation from the four quarters of the globe and their restoration to their own land. And dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic and more in our next episode. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I praise you, and I thank you for your first coming, Lord Jesus, to save our souls from the hell we deserve. And now I thank you, and I look forward to your second coming. In the meantime, Lord, help us to occupy until you come. Help us to get ready in every way possible for your second coming, and to take it very seriously. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray and forsake. Amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready. Get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. Remember, you can stay up to date with prophecy news and events on our website at secondcomingherald.com. If you would like to know more about accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, what to do after salvation, or looking for a good church home, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on Live 365, BCNNRadio7.com, GospelLightWorldRadio.com, Buzzsprout, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and can be downloaded from numerous outlets online. God bless, and until next time, keep looking up for your redemption draweth nigh.
You got to get your straight. It's time.